It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of positives. You know, we haven't had to pick the ball up a ton, and that's, again, a credit to the way that Mike sets the table and the way we're built right now, you know, as we evolve in the season. I mean, at the end of the day, it's ultimately about winning, and you start worrying about stats this early in the year. You know, you see that with players and coaches. That's the thing you're fighting. It's incentivized. Guys get jobs because me on bad teams that have 400-yard games, and having been a head coach, I feel free. You get the big picture. Mike's awesome. The whole organization, it's about winning, period. Playing very smart football. Situationally, understanding the plan, understanding the attack and what we're trying to accomplish. And what's been encouraging to me is his pocket presence. Been standing in there when the pocket's gotten dirty, when they brought heat. I thought he's made some big time throws down the field. I thought the deep ball accuracy was pretty damn good. Been very encouraged. He's a young player in this league, barely older than some of these rookies that have been drafted that are playing now. And you need those reps. He's awesome to work with. That's all been a positive.
Man, Arthur Smith likes himself some Justin Fields. I didn't hear a lie there. At least my eyes have confirmed everything that Arthur Smith said there. Now, Arthur's forgotten more about football than I'll ever know, but all those things seem true to me. Doran, the pocket presence has been good. He's taken a couple of bad sacks in each game, but not five or six, which is what he was doing in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he does stand in there and take some hits and deliver the football, which and we haven't seen the last few years. You saw it a little bit more with Mason Rudolph. There's a couple throws that come immediately to mind with Mason at the end of last year, but I think that Justin Fields has impressed them more than some fans would allow for, if that makes sense. Like, I look on social media and in the second half of the game, oh, this Justin Fields, blah, blah, blah. They're more enamored with Fields than I think at least half the fan base is.
Well, I think that he has those things that you can't teach, and the things that you can teach, he's responding to. I think that that's why that in-house that they're like, yeah, okay, like we can work with this. Like, this guy did retain the things that we were trying to teach and trying to teach out of him. He is responding to that, and then whenever you have somebody that can respond to that, fix their game, be taught, be a good student, learn, and you have those big-time qualities and intangibles, it's like, you know, it's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. And it's like you still want to take baby steps, but at the same time, it's enticing to do what, you know, kind of what I'm calling for on Sunday. But he obviously is responding in a manner that makes them feel very, very good about him because he has all those things that you can't teach. And whenever that all melds together, then you have a big-time player.
He looks like a different player.
For sure.
Than the one in Chicago.
Different quarterback, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And I mean that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
His detractors, the people who said that Justin Fields it wasn't the right move for the Steelers even before they acquired him, all those people would say he puts the ball on the ground too much and he throws the ball to the other team too much and he takes way too many bad sacks. And we really haven't seen that. A couple times ball's been on the ground. Center quarterback exchange, though. It's weird to me. It's not the same as being careless with the football. Like, you just got to work on that kind of deal. Like, if he were running, like, LeSean McCoy would always run with that ball out
yep.
there. I never got that. It was cool to watch,
mm-hmm.
Except in one game in particular for me. But if he's running around like that, or if he, you know, taking sacks in the pocket like Kurt Warner did with the Giants, and every time he gets hit, he's fumbling the football, that would concern me. He's not done that in Pittsburgh. Two games, and PFF, not the be-all, end-all, totally understand that, hasn't been charged with a single turnover-worthy throw. Not one through two games. And if you go back to last year, that was simply not the case. Simply not the case. He's not the only quarterback, though, that's different in this game. Justin Herbert has not played well through two games. And he's handed the ball off a lot. And I think that Jim Harbaugh probably came in always wanting to do that. But, Doran, I'm wondering if the plantar fasciitis, even before the ankle injury, has affected the way that they want to play football. Like, I'm sure they want to run it. But when you've got Justin Herbert, I don't think you want to run it as much as they have. And I'm just wondering how limited he's been. Because He's been inaccurate. I've seen some cut-ups of some of his misses. Just really uncharacteristic from Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been close to what he's been in the past.
I think that they're thoughtful, too, about, and Harbaugh is very thoughtful. Think about what he did last year. And, you know, he had J.J. McCarthy, and I don't know, we don't know what he's going to be like in the NFL and as a real quarterback, but that's how he treated J.J. McCarthy.
He did.
But these type of coaches, and especially like the old school ones like Harbaugh, which is an offensive mind, but it is cut from the same cloth as Mike Tomlin. Like, they want to establish something to not have to make their quarterback the hero until he needs to be the hero later on in the season. So if you can take the onus off of somebody like Herbert's shoulders, we're just spitballing. If you could take the onus off of his shoulders and have it create a running game, you know that he could be there. Like, you know that he's Justin Herbert. You know that he's a $250 million quarterback. So you get to later in the season, towards the end of October, middle or in beginning of November, and then you start letting Justin be Justin. You establish that run game. That's what we're talking about, having that playoff team. And Harbaugh knows exactly what he's doing in that situation. So I see what you're saying. Like, maybe he's not the same, but I think it's more thoughtful and more on purpose for the stats you see for Herbert and what he has done in the first two games.
And it could simply be, in addition to that, you're trying to minimize the weaknesses of your football team.
That too.
They don't have weapons.
That too.
Like, I think Quentin Johnson can be a really good NFL receiver. I saw him a lot, Big 12 football fan I am, when he was at TCU. Guy's a dog, and he is their leading receiver, but with 80-some-odd yards. I mean, it's kind of like looking in the mirror, the Steelers and the Chargers. And Arthur Smith, hey, he's got some holes on this offense in terms of the personnel, and it's the same thing with the Chargers. And you're trying to hide your problems, and you're trying to accentuate what you are good at. I'm reading something here on boltbeat.com. So they cover the Chargers, obviously. If it were to be Easton Stick in this game, they write, Stick was borderline unwatchable in the preseason. He completed 45% of his passes, 5.5 yards per attempt, threw one touchdown to three interceptions. In the preseason.
Yeah.
One touchdown, three picks. Again, PFF not be all end all, 36.3 PFF passing grade. I'm going to guess they're shooting him up, Justin Herbert playing him in this football game.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect him to be limited.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.